Welcome to The Blaze. This is episode 206. I am your host, Alejandro Oveda. Thank you for pushing play to another Blazing Inc. And I got to tell you, this is an amazing week. Every week you guys push play, I got to tell you, is an amazing week. All the support you guys give me so far this month, I mean, we're starting February right now. Through the month of January, I got to say, things have been looking on the upside. So hopefully you guys, you know, been sticking around and understanding, like, this podcast is going to be something dedicated for Thursdays. Thursdays is one of those days for me, gets me grinding, gets me going. The motivation that you guys have sent me throughout the week has got me really motivated for what's coming ahead. So I just hope you guys stick around and just, you know, stay active with the Blaze podcast. But before I get started this week, I really wanted to send my condolences to Tyree Nichols, the victim of a heinous act of violence from the hands of Memphis police. And I don't know why I have to keep talking about, you know, police brutality or things of that such, you know, but this was definitely a heinous act of violence at the hands of a police department. As video surfaced last week, which set, I would have to say, to set the whole world ablaze. After seeing the horrific scenes, which continue to really haunt me even right now, there's been up to, I think there's 20 hours of footage now that has still been unreleased. But the release footage shows, you know, only certain perspectives of the camera views, but it still shows this deadly beating. When they said that they released the video, I definitely didn't want to watch it at first, but as time went on, as people were starting to talk about it, I definitely wanted to watch it to have my own perception on it. But the video shows Tyree Nichols, who's a 29-year-old black man from Memphis, on January 7th at a traffic stop. They stopped him at a stoplight, and it didn't look like it was kind of the right police etiquette. You know, it should have just been a routine traffic stop, which turned into a physical altercation, which many things happened in the video really fast. Him being tasered, him running away. Then they find him, you know, just a couple streets down from his house. And this is when it turned even worse, as, you know, he was pulled from his car, he was already mistreated, he was tased, he then fled the scenes, and the video show cops finding him, like I said, down the street from his house, where they deliberately used excessive force by taking turns kicking him. I've seen macing him a few times, and I think the officer even maced one of his partners as they were macing him and wrestling him to the ground, beating him with a baton. Then he later died, you know, in the hospital. But in the video, you just see him laying on the ground, helpless. He was calling out for his mom as these cops were manhandling him. And, you know, I just feel like this kind of thing, it doesn't only happen, you know, as you know, these cops are five black cops that ended up beating this black man. You know, it doesn't matter. These cops are still coming after, you know, the person of color. Even if the badge has a person of color, I think still the cops, you know, should have some kind of restraint when it comes to these kinds of accidents. And I'm not saying that, you know, they purposely wanted to kill this guy that day, but some of these traffic stops turn into these horrific events, and more often now this is happening, and it's happening at a higher rate, at a higher scale. I just feel like there needs to be reform when it comes to this, across country reform of how we handle these kinds of situations. I know different counties, different cities, different states have different rules and regulations, but the way that you have to train your officers when it comes to certain events like this, it needs to be an all around educated moment for all of a police force. And I just wanted to just give my condolences to Tyre Nichols' family. As you know, this type of incident should never happen in the hands of the law enforcement, and especially not at a traffic stop. You know, I'm not too sure of what was going on. I haven't seen all the 20 hours of footage or anything, but the footage that I did see, it just seemed like they were not doing their protocol. You know, they pulled him over. It looked like in a weird way, just they were one, not one went right in front of him and then one in the back, and then they asked him to you know, get out the car or put it, and then they forced him out the car, opened up his door and dragged him out of the car. It just seemed like it wasn't to police etiquette, and I just think when situations like that, I think people start to fear. Oh my God, my life is gonna end right now. And the one thing that people have is fight or flight. That's a natural thing for human beings to feel, is fight or flight. And I felt like both times you saw him try to fight it, then he tried to run away, and then, you know, he just inevitably, you know, the force was just too much to handle. So I just wanted to give my condolences to Tyre Nichols' family, and I just hope these kinds of incidents don't happen at a higher rate as they have been happening in the last couple months. You know, I'm just happy that this week I was also able to have a lot of positive moments, you know, being able to just be around my family this weekend was amazing, and I just have to say, you know, the moments that we have in our life are need to be cherished, and every day is something that I want to cherish. And I feel like this week has been challenging me in a lot of ways, just on my strength, just on how to hold myself. And you know, I kind of broke away from a lot of my kind of way of being, and my mental, I've been feeling like has been there, it's been good, but sometimes when it's tested, it can break, you know, and I broke this week, and I broke in a way that I never do, and I'm a person that really likes to keep his composure, but this week, it was really hard to just, with a lot of the amount of things that have been going on, not to name anything, but just to let you guys know, things have, you know, have been good and have been bad, you know, and we got to go with the good and we got to go with the bad. And that's what makes us human. That's what makes us better people. You know, we go through things and we got to grow from those things and continue to move, continue to grow and move on. And that's one thing that I'm really taking from this week and really urging myself to, even the bad feelings, make them good feelings, because, you know, at the end of the day, nobody's going to fight your fight except you. So I'm here just having a great week, going to continue to have a great week. I can't let anything else dictate my day, dictate my life. My own perspective is what I'm going to furthermore, you know, I'm going to continue to just try to, I don't know, just go on with how things have been going. But also, you got to fight for what you think is right. So I think that's why I'm really motivated this week with this podcast, with a lot of things that are put in front of me. And one thing that I do take from this, and I'm not going to give out the incident what happened, but just one thing I'm going to take from this is know your worth, and know people will never understand who you are until you let them know who you are. So I had to let that go, and it's behind me. But I just want to let you guys know, things do happen throughout the week that you can't control. And I had that happen to me this week, and I really wanted to just give myself some grace, give myself some daps, because, you know, things could be worse. So I'm just glad that I'm here with you guys this week. And, you know, each week it goes, but you can't just let things be unturned. If something is bothering you or something is on your mind, you have to confront it. And I haven't always been good at that. I've always been somebody to brush things under the rug. This week, I really had to challenge myself and put myself ahead of everything else. So, but this week, like I said, we had a lot of family, great game night this week. I wanted to talk about this game, this Poetry of Neanderthals game. It's amazing. It's from the makers of Exploding Kittens. And if you haven't played Exploding Kittens, I mean, it's one of the best party games, I think, that you could play. I mean, of course, Cards Against Humanities is one of my favorites, but this has to be one of my new go-to games. It's called Poetry for Neanderthals. It's definitely a word game. It's kind of like Taboo, but you could only use one syllable. It's competitive as heck, and it's something that you don't understand how hard it is until you play. It's basically any mistake you make, there's a word on the card, and you have to really describe the card without you. I'm sorry, one syllable, you get hit by a stick. So this was super competitive. I thought it was great when we were playing men versus women, because the men thought they were winning the whole time. I think. In my opinion, we thought we got the game wrapped. We were getting the big points, getting all the hits, and I feel like at the end of the game, the women really snuck up with the win. So this is a great game to play at your next game night. I'm an avid game person. I love board games. I love playing new things. I know I talked about the other card from the makers of Exploded Kittens called Throw Burrito. And that's another game you guys should check out. So let me know what you guys think if you guys play those games at game night. But this week, I'm also doing a hat giveaway. It's going to be for the Super Bowl. So if you guys are listening to this week, make sure you guys let me know who you think is going to win the Super Bowl. And let me know the point spread. So let me know what team you guys are going for. And let me know the point spread. And that's how you guys could get a Blaze hat. I've been wanting to do a giveaway, just didn't know how to do one, but I think, I've been doing a lot of Super Bowl talk or playoff NFL talk. I just want to make sure you guys have a chance to get your own Blaze hat. So make sure you guys let me know who you got for the Super Bowl and let me know the point spread. And in my opinion, I'll let you know later on in the podcast. So make sure you guys stay tuned. And last week, I told you guys that I wanted to give you my top five favorite podcasts. I had to dig in and see which ones were truly my top five. And it was kind of different that I had one in there that I felt like I barely started listening to, but it ended up being actually my top fifth podcast. But my first one is the Joe Rogan podcast. I like Joe Rogan because it has a lot of episodes you could, go back to and listen to. There's a lot of great guests that he brings on that make you kind of change your perception on certain aspects of life. He brings in artists, he brings in comedians, he brings in actresses and actors, people that you want to hear from. So that's what I go for the Joe Rogan podcast. I'm not going to say I believe everything he says or whatever people want to assume about him. I just think it's interesting that he has great talks with people and he brings out some real information that you might not hear from other podcasts. My second best is All the Smoke, which has really, really grown in my eyes this past year. All the Smoke is definitely about basketball first, but they also talk about culture. But I just like their perception because these two podcasters are old NBA stars, which turn into kind of outlaws in a way, because, you know, they advocate for cannabis use in sports, which is another reason why I kind of listen to their podcast, is because they have a different type of perception on cannabis in sports or cannabis in culture. My third best one is the Shaq podcast, which to me is my favorite podcast. I'm going to tell you guys, this is the best podcast to listen to if you like sports, if you like culture, if you like to laugh. Shaq is the best person to really listen to. The only thing I think I don't like about the podcast is it's really only an hour long. Like, most of these podcasts are 1 to 2 hours long. And then the big podcast with Shaq is definitely only like, sometimes it's an hour, sometimes it's a little less, but definitely something that I think you guys should check out. That's definitely my third most listened to, just because of how short I think the episodes are. But my fourth is an actual local podcast, which is, I've been going back to their older episodes and listening to them. They actually are on the same platform I do my podcast on, Anchor Podcasts, and they're called Black Audacity, which definitely, if you are a local listener, make sure you check them out. Black Audacity has really made a lot of tremendous steps in my eyes for how local podcasting has been doing. And they're definitely two great, great personalities. So make sure you check out Black Audacity, which is a local podcast. And then my fifth podcast, which, like I said, I didn't think I was going to, this was going to be my fifth one. I feel like I barely started listening to them. But it's the Full Send podcast. I like them because they bring in some real, real different types of guests. I would say sometimes it's, you know, Elon Musk. Sometimes it's a rapper like DaBaby. They'll bring in some business minds like Mark Cuban. So you get a good feel of all different types of guests, but with a younger perspective. You know, I think these guys are even younger than I am, but their perspective of a lot of what they talk about is what I like about their podcast. So make sure you check out some of these podcasts. I know it's a lot, and I know continue to check out the Blaze podcast while you're at it. But these are just some of my favorites. So why don't you guys give me some of yours and let me know what you guys listen to throughout the week. And this week I was able to watch a bunch of different movies. But the movie I was most excited about this week was the one with Jonah Hill on Netflix called You People. And this movie is a romantic comedy directed by Kenya Barris. And if you don't know who Kenya Barris is, he's known for his ABC comedy Blackish. And it is co-written by Jonah Hill. This movie is filled with tons of great actors and actresses. It stars Lauren London, Jonah Hill, Eddie Murphy, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. But the movie really digs into interracial relationships and what hinders them and also what makes them so special. You know, as, you know, me being part of a biracial commitment, sometimes, you know, the extra things from each person's culture clashes and makes things harder than it should be. You know, this movie really shows you the evolution of a biracial relationship and the different roadblocks cultures that their cultures can put you in front of. The movie did not get great reviews, but I believe, you know, their powerhouse cast saves this movie from being a total disaster. The comedy was hilarious. I just think they could have written it just a bit better, especially knowing Jonah Hill took part in it. But in overall, the movie didn't lack too much. I just wish there would have been a lot more depth to the script. But I understand, you know, it's a comedy. It's not a drama. It's not a, you know, it's a comedy. So I'm a huge supporter of this film. I loved it. I want to watch it multiple times. I want to share it with people who haven't watched it. I saw the ratings, 5 out of 10, you know, 5 or below out of 10. I think that was kind of ridiculous. I believe it's close to a 7 to a 7.5. Could be an 8 when you just put it under a comedy. But I want you guys to be a judge. Let me know what you guys think. Let me know if you guys feel it was a great movie or if you guys thought it was a bust. It's called You People, and you can check it out on Netflix. You know, even though I listen to a lot of podcasts, I still listen to a bunch of music. And this week, I wanted to share some new music that I have not shared with you. And I regret it because after watching the movie, You People, I realized I've been holding out on you guys. There was a song on the movie that I wanted to share with you from a new artist that I've been listening to heavily. I usually review hip-hop music, but I listen to, you know, just about every type of music. But this week, I wanted to talk about Wet, W-E-T, Wet, who is an independent pop group. Wet consists of 3 band members, Kelly Zutra, who's the lead singer, Joe Valle, who's the production, and Mark Suko, who's the lead guitar. And they're all mutual friends, and they began forming Wet in 2012. Lead singer Kelly Zutra departed from the group because of creative differences in 2017. Then she rejoined the group in 2021 for the 3rd studio album called Letter Blue, which was released October of 2021. Wet sound, this is weird. Wet, the band, sound is so peaceful, and the way it just touches you, it gives you, you give it the full attention throughout the album. And I couldn't focus on anything but the soothing, warm vocals that go along with that nostalgic sound that comes from each chord of the piano. I love this band, really, and it just puts you in a great mood, and I definitely needed it this week. And just feeling that music just really put my heart where it needed to be. Their album is called Letter Blue. And the song, the album has so many songs on it that are filled, that it literally filled my playlist. My favorite songs, though, from their 2021 release, Letter Blue, are On Your Side, Clementine, and Only Water. I'm very sure you'll find your favorite song from this album. It definitely gives me the feels. It also, I feel like this music kind of allows me to reflect on myself. Make sure to give Wet, this indie pop band, a chance. You know, they also have a 2022 release. That release is also incredibly good. I think you guys should check them both out. If you want to check out their 2022 release, you could also stream that probably on all your streaming platforms, but it's called Pink Room, and that was their 2022 release. But this Letter Blue album, that was their 2021 release, really got my attention for this band. So let me know what you think. Let me know what your favorite type of music is, and let me know what you're listening to this week. And this week, I just want to remind you, is the first Thursday of the month, and every first Thursday of the month, that means Art Hop. I often forget, but this week I definitely didn't want to forget. There is an event that I wanted to tell you guys about. It's called All About the Hearts. It's at Art Hop. It's at Shep's Club at 935 Santa Fe Avenue, Fresno, California, 93721. And this is going to be an open mic type of night. It's going to be hosted by Brandon Freeman, and it's going to be 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Free for all ages. There's definitely other events too. I know Tioga's having an Art Hop at their brewery. It's, you know, usually they have food trucks. They have mostly everything you're looking for. But it's right around the corner. There's I mean, the brewery district's right around the corner right there in downtown. You can probably find a lot of stuff going on around there at Full Circle or anywhere in that brewery district right now. It's really, really great to see how the downtown area is really evolving right now. I know live music is going to be from Brian Cade at Tioga. There's going to be vendors like Fern the Label. Food trucks are definitely going to be there. So make sure you check it out. Usually Art Hop is always first Thursday of every month. It goes from like 4 to 10, usually, right around that time. But you can find events all over downtown Fresno, Tower District. So make sure you guys are supporting, you know, that local scene, supporting that local music, supporting the local businesses. And especially right now, as the weather is so great outside, just catch a good time and catch a good vibe at Art Hop this week. And this week, I wanted to support our local music scene as T.A. The Handful dropped a new visual for one of his songs on his upcoming album. It was this video was dropped about 9 days ago, I'll say, but it's called Broke Home, and it features two other local legends, Fashawn and Planet Asia. It was shot by Otis Reed, who is also a well-known artist / videographer. But this video definitely is something to check out. I'm excited for T.A. The Handful's next project, especially when you have, you know, features like Fashawn, Planet Asia. I'm not too sure especially what other collabs he's going to have on the album, but it's something that I'm definitely looking forward to. If you haven't heard of T.A. The Handful, he's definitely a local artist that has been growing tremendously in the last few months, really narrowing down his style, definitely narrowing down his stage presence. He's been making a lot of noise here in Fresno, but also been touring alongside with Ramsey's, who was also on the Blaze Talks, along with Fashawn and others. So he's been really putting in that hard work, really getting that exposure. And seeing this video, I mean, with two local legends, he's really putting in his own. So I'm excited to hear more from T.A. The Handful. And I definitely want you guys to get excited for what the city is promoting right now and really gonna start seeing. I mean, we have the Fee that is having an album release this month, and then I think T.A. The Handful will have his album released in March. So I'm loving the way that the city's looking right now with how the sound is coming out, and we're starting to see that these artists that have been putting in work for many, many years of starting to get that exposure, and we just need to back them and give them a platform so they could grow. And if they grow, we grow. So we got to continue to support our own. As T.A. The Handful dropped his visual, this is a good chance to check it out on YouTube. The song is called Broke Home, and it features Fashawn and Planet Asia. So make sure you guys do your part by supporting your local artists this week. Now let's talk about some Fresno State sports. And first I want to talk about Fresno State football, as you know, Jake Haener is ahead of his Senior Bowl, which will be on Saturday, February 4th. This is going to be a good time for him to show off his game and show him exactly what type of player he is. You know, a lot of people say he's undersized at 6'1", 200 pounds, but I really feel like his game is underrated and people don't see the tenacity in his game. He really reminds me of a Drew Brees type of quarterback. Nothing flashy. He really puts the game together, and he makes it look easy. But really, he has that toughness. He's tougher than nails, able to throw outside the pocket, and also deadly inside the pocket. So I'm definitely excited to see him make his way on the draft board this year. You know, a lot of eyes, I think, were taken off of him in the beginning of this of their season, as, you know, he got injured, but he threw for 2,896 yards, 20 touchdown passes, 3 interceptions, and that's only in 10 starts. So I think, you know, seeing the stats and seeing how well and productive he was, I think he will jump up on the draft board. And a lot of people are saying that right now he's definitely a second round draft pick or a day two draft pick. But if people are looking for a real steal, I think that's where he'll remain in that round two. But people are saying more towards the third, which those are really, you know, this is early to say right now, especially after we got to see him play the Senior Bowl, and then we also got to see him in the draft combine. So it's a lot for him to really move up in that draft. You know, and it's going to take him playing well this weekend in the Senior Bowl. So I just want to say good luck to Jake Haener, who is definitely one of my favorite quarterbacks of Fresno State of all time. It was great to watch him play this season and last season. But I hope that he's going to be able to perform well in the Senior Bowl and also in that draft combine. Now let's talk about our Fresno State basketball team, who's 7-10. Let's start off with the men's, who's 7-10. Last week, the Dogs had their first game of the week at home. They played Utah State, but they were defeated 53-70. It looked like a lopsided victory for Utah State. The Dogs were led by Jamar Baker Jr. as he scored 11 points. The Dogs hit the road last week at Wyoming, but they lost 62-85. They were led by Isaiah Hill, who scored 11 points and dished off 7 assists. The Dogs will be on the road for their first game this week at UNLV. Then we'll be back at Seybart Center to take on San Jose State for a much-needed home game. The Dogs are on their back end of their schedule right now, which they'll conclude the season versus Chicago State on March 4th. The women's Fresno State basketball team is 8-15 right now. They were in action this past week. They only had one game, as they were on the road at Mountain West rival San Diego State. The Dogs were defeated by the Aztecs 45-75 in a one-sided game. The Dogs were led by number 21, Imani Lacey, who scored 16 points and grabbed 5 rebounds. The Lady Dogs are in action tonight versus Air Force. And then on Saturday, the Dogs will host Mountain West rival Boise State on February 4th at 2 p.m. So make sure you support both your men's and women's basketball team, as they both need our support throughout the rest of their season. Now let's talk about the NFL. And I want to talk about these conference, my God, playoff football. Oh my gosh, it's so good right now. If you guys haven't been paying attention to any of the playoffs, last weekend was a weird, weird week of football. The first game of the week for the conference championship was the 49ers versus the Philadelphia Eagles. And this was supposed to be the game of the week. This was supposed to be the game that, man, I was supposed to be able to talk about and say, hey, you know, man, the Niners made this play, the Eagles made this play, and it just turns out to be a one-sided matchup. The Eagles just dominated the Niners throughout, since the first part of the game. They defeated the Niners 31-7 as Brock Purdy, the Niners quarterback, ended up getting hurt first quarter of the game. I mean, it was terrible from the get-go, as, you know, the first touchdown or the first drive that the Eagles made could have been, you know, a no call or a drop from the wide receiver as he got the ball, it dropped on the ground clearly, but they didn't end up challenging that play, so the Eagles ended up scoring quickly. But ever since that, the Niners just couldn't get a break. They ended up scoring, 7 points as McCaffrey ended up, he showed a lot of heart in that game. He really wanted to win. He really thought he could give them a chance to win, as, he carried the ball 15 times for 84 yards with one TD. I mean, he was the only offense throughout the whole game, as Kittle and Samuel and Ayuk were no option for the Niners. I think this was the worst offensive play for the Niners throughout the whole season. I mean, it has to be all time for the Niners. And especially for a conference game, it was no match for the Eagles. The Eagles defense was just on that Niners offense. Jalen Hurts, the QB for the Eagles, had a tremendous game. He threw the ball 15 for 25 for 121 yards. But it was really just the rushing that the Eagles were putting on the Niners. The Niners defense could not stop that Eagles offense. It was clear to see, especially after they just couldn't get any offense going for the Niners. I'm just hoping that the Niners could get back into full form for next season. And now the Eagles will now advance to the Super Bowl. So it's going to be interesting to see Philadelphia, as they played so well this past week, and see how well they'll be doing that for the Super Bowl. But the second conference championship game between the Bengals and Chiefs definitely had the game of the week. The Bengals, to me, I thought they were going to win the game. They lost, though, 20-23, as Mahomes just put together a unique finish. It sucks, when it comes to penalties at the end of the game when they happen. And I just think when it comes to calling these types of penalties, you need to be able to have a great perspective on it, as this what happened was Mahomes was pushed out of bounds. As he was going out of bounds, he was pushed, and they called it on the defense for the Bengals. And they were getting to Mahomes throughout the whole game, but as you're running out of bounds, he has 2 feet clearly out of bounds. You don't touch a quarterback in that situation. It sucks that it comes down to one play like that and one mishap, but really, it's the most disciplined team that really wins the game. I just think, people really want to make it a thing like, oh, the NFL's rigged or whatnot. Both teams play hard, and it was only decided by a field goal in within seconds, so you can't really say, oh, it's rigged or whatnot, as both teams were playing just as hard as one another. I just think, being penalized 9 times for 71 yards, it's just hard to come back from making those types of mistakes. And I think the Chiefs, with Mahomes, he's just a great leader. He's able to put together a lot of great plays. And it shows year to year that he's been growing as a quarterback. And I hope, now that he's in the Super Bowl, we're going to see one of the best Super Bowls in the last couple, in a few years. As, both the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs have a high-powered offense. They both have a high-powered defense. And this matchup actually looks more delicious on paper And it's going to be delicious to watch. So I can't wait to see this Super Bowl matchup, as both teams are going to be coming into the Super Bowl as favorites, I think. I don't see how you could put the Eagles as really the underdogs and really putting the Chiefs as the underdogs. So it's going to be a close matchup. The score, I am not too sure yet. We'll be talking about probably predictions next week as, you know, the week goes along. I'm going to have to be really vigilant with my my picks this year, because I've been really, really bad in the playoffs so far. So make sure you guys tune in to the Blaze Podcast for more on the NFL and as we get ready for the Super Bowl. Now let's talk about the NBA. And first, I want to start off with the Lakers this week, as I want to talk about the Lakers as they started off their Grammy road trip 0-1 as they lost to the Celtics 121-125. The game was back and forth through the whole night. Both teams were making comeback efforts to win the game, but it came down to one last possession. LeBron, at the end of regulation, drives to the basket, clearly gets fouled, and there was no call. The Lakers just couldn't pick themselves up from that. Beverly grabbed a camera, showed the ref that the ref made a bad call. He ends up getting the technical foul in OT, and they shoot. They go up one, and just later that night, they ended up saying that they confirmed that the refs missed that call, which would have sent LeBron to the line to shoot two free throws for a chance to win the game. Instead, the refs missed that play and did not see the foul, which really, really could have gave the Lakers the edge. But there's been a widespread problem of officiating this year in the NBA. You know, many coaches and players, other NBA personnel has spoke out about the terrible officiating the NBA has seen this year. There's been many games this year that the Lakers have been close in crunch time and critical calls were not made or made and didn't go in their favor. So I just feel like the Lakers right now have their back against the wall. The Lakers ended up losing to the Nets and then they defeated the Knicks. So this week, you know, the Lakers are looking, trying to bounce back. I mean, after a call like that, it's definitely hard. But I didn't want LeBron to act the way that he act, you know? I just feel like you just go on to the next play. But the Lakers will play the Pacers this week, the Pelicans, and the Thunder. So we should have a great week, hopefully, as a Laker fan. But now let's talk about power rankings in the NBA. And in the power rankings this week, we got at number 5, the Memphis Grizzlies, who are 32-18. And the Grizzlies have been playing terrific ball. I know last week they lost to the Lakers, and they lost also to, I think, Golden State Warriors. But they ended up coming back real strong. You know, their previous ranking last week was at number 4, but at number 5, they still have a chance to make an impact for the rest of the week. They've been really playing well defensively, as Jaren Jackson has been making the most impact as a defender. He's the most effective defender that they have on the floor. He's able to defend 1 through 5, honestly, point guards through centers, and he's actually allowing 8 fewer points per possessions than without him. So they're averaging a lot more defensive possessions and being able to be a factor on defense and being able to be that defensive stopper. He's able to also be effective on the offensive side as well. So it's a big factor to have a guy like Jaren Jackson for the Memphis Grizzlies, as you know, their team is looking for the edge throughout the Western Conference. At number 4, we got the Denver Nuggets, who has a record of 34-16. And the Nuggets just had a tough time. They dropped, you know, a back-to-back one without their star, but the next, they had a huge big man rivalry versus the 76ers. And Joel Embiid just had their number. It was a great game. But I think Embiid really takes these big men matchups really personally. And, you know, Nikola Jokic is no joke. But I just feel like Jokic shouldn't take this as hard and really should look at it as, you know, a stepping stone to the next time they match up. The Nuggets are really right there as well. They were playing as the most dominant team, but now, you know, they've been trying to put together some stints together, and they're looking to battle their way back to becoming one of the best teams in the West. At number three, we got the Milwaukee Bucks with a record of 33-17, and the Bucks have won their fifth consecutive game versus the Hornets Tuesday, and they look to be on a good road as the streak of the season after starting the year 9-0. Milwaukee has not lost since Chris Middleton, who scored 18 points in their last matchup, and now he's injured and returning to the lineup from that knee injury. And I just hope that, you know, the Bucks continue to have success, as, you know, Brook Lopez is a local legend here in Fresno, California, and he is playing with the Milwaukee Bucks, so I always like to see how well they're doing. And at number two, we got the Philadelphia 76ers, who have a record of 32-17. And Philly is, they've been on a back and forth kind of thing lately, but with that big win against the Nuggets, I think it really put them in an arguably great position in the Eastern Conference. You know, I don't know who's going to be having to guard Embiid night to night in the East, but definitely a hard thing to do, especially as he's really showing why he could be the MVP this year. He's putting together some of the best basketball he's been playing since he's got into the league, and I just hope that he continues to ride out that storm. And at number one, we got the Boston Celtics with the record of 36-15. You know, even seeing their offense fall a couple times and really their edge hasn't been there, I feel like they're still one of the top teams in the NBA. And especially in the East, I don't see any other team that could really put together the offense that they have and the defense they have. I know last week they were without their point guard, Marcus Smart, but even without him, they still played well. So the Boston Celtics still remain number one in the power rankings, and they should be for a while, as you know their record shows. But make sure you guys tune in to the Blaze Podcast every week for more on the NBA. And I want to thank you each and every week for tuning in. You know, this was a tough week for me mentally, but I really wanted to get through it and get started on a good note. You know, every Thursday, you guys could really depend on this podcast. You can find us on Anchor. You can find us on Apple. You can find us on Spotify. You can also find us everywhere on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We've been trying to stay active on our social media accounts, so make sure you guys check us out on there. And don't forget about the hat giveaway this week. All you got to do is predict the winner of the Super Bowl and predict the point spread. I think it's going to be a great matchup, and I can't wait to see how many of you call in or tell me who's going to win. This week is going to go by pretty quick, and I think we just need to continue to stay positive. I just want to remind you, continue to support your local businesses, continue to support your local artists, and continue to support your local podcast. I'm Alejandro Oveda, signing off episode 206.